empathy and understanding. Welcome to the Five Saturdays Train to Facilitator Learning Experience. This is Dr. Dave, your facilitator. In our time together, we will discuss the need for empathy and understanding to enable you to lead the Five Saturdays workshops and connect with students and facilitators. Our recommendation is to meet people where they are. Although you may have great hopes for them to be in another experience, begin with connecting in the space that you encounter each person or group of individuals. Topics. The presentation topics include the following: empathy for learners, empathetic listening, understanding differences, learning objectives. At the conclusion of this presentation, you will be able to demonstrate empathy toward others, use empathetic listening, be open to other cultures. Empathy for the learners. Creating an environment that provides a safe place for learning is the number one goal of the Five Saturdays program. We must be empathetic to the learners. The definition of empathy is the ability to understand and share another's feelings. Our focus should be on the needs of the students and not our own. All of our efforts is to channel our value contribution to encourage change and provide hope. The experience must be a learning opportunity for all. Empathetic listening. The greatest gift you may leave with a student is an ear to listen empathetically. In a room full of students with different needs, you may have to set aside time to listen to what is being said or the request of a need that has gone unfulfilled. To listen empathetically, try the following. Provide the learner with your full attention. Listen without judging. Observe body language for nonverbal communication. Be still if needed, especially if you do not have the answer. Do not force responses. Validate your understanding by asking clarifying questions. For example, did you need help with the different parts of storytelling? What would happen if you use a different character in your story? Understanding differences. In your community, you may experience differences in gender, race, religious preferences, height, smiles, and so on. However, we must seek to understand the differences without biases. This is difficult because we all learn biases through our life's journey. Keep the following in mind to help you understand differences with the students you encounter. Be respectful at all costs. Demonstrate openness to other cultures. Understand we have common needs. Be true about who you are. Empathy and understanding role play scenarios. The Five Saturdays program use games and role play to help us experience situations that are new, or even when we have experience with those situations, sometimes a refresher is helpful. So let's look at a few scenarios. Scenario number one, let's role play understanding what it's like to be physically impaired. Scenario number two, let's role play and understand what it's like to have tattered clothing. Scenario number three, we will role play and understand what it's like to be hungry. Scenario number four, let's role play and understand what it's like to have attention deficit. How to play the game. Set a time box of 6 minutes. One person listens and the other person describes the scenario. Switch roles after 3 minutes. Answer the following questions. Describe the feeling of walking in someone else's shoes. Capture difficulties and emotions with the situation. Identify how you will learn to respond. How will you act differently the next time? Empathy Counts Game. The Empathy Counts Game helps us to understand the concept of empathy. The game begins with simple concepts and can graduate to more complex skills. Players learn how to recognize feelings in others and what may cause those feelings. Learn how to compare and contrast opinions with the opinions of others. Learn to listen carefully to others and understand what they're saying. and practice saying positive things to others with uncomfortable feelings in order to help them feel better. How to play? Set a time box of 15 minutes. Get in teams of 5 to 7 people. There should be multiple teams. The first team plays the empathy counts game in 5 minutes. The second team observes the first team. Rotate until all teams have played the game and observed. You have reached the conclusion of the Empathy and Understanding 5 Saturdays workshop. As you work in a team, strive to experience collaboration with others to produce the next product or service. Thank you for setting aside time to enrich your community and life. Until next time, continue to share joy, wisdom, and good fortune.